The Torah versus the Talmud. As you may know, the 12 tribes of Israel have been scattered abroad since after the death of Yahushua, and will not be gathered into the Holy Land again until his return. Hear the word of Yah, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. Jeremiah 31, verse 10. And then shall they see the Son of Man, Yahushua, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Mark chapter 13, verses 26 and 27. So, what is the Talmud? And along with what the Talmud is, who are the people currently in the state of Israel who go by the name Israeli and practice the religion of Judaism, which uses the Talmud? According to the Dictionary of Religions by John R. Hennels, the term Ashkenazi means German and was applied to converts to Judaism of Central and Eastern Europe. Ashkenazi Jews developed their own culture, customs, and used the Talmud as their authoritative text. They've even developed their own language, Yiddish, which is a mix of German, Hebrew, and Slavic accretions. This group of people make up the European Jewry, of which, Hennel says, in modern times, the majority of Jews, or converts to Judaism, are of Ashkenazi stock and have dominated Jewish intellectual and cultural life. This is from the Dictionary of Religions by John R. Hennels. As we can see, based on this account from this objective source and many others that you can find on a quick Google search, the Ashkenazi Jewish community is of European descent and has dominated the modern-day Jewish culture by implementing their own ideas and practices. As Hennels stated, their authoritative text is the Talmud. But what exactly is it? According to Hennels, the Talmud is the main text of rabbinical Judaism. The Palestinian Talmud was edited towards the end of the 4th century CE, and the Babylonian Talmud, the more authoritative than the Palestinian, was edited at the end of the 5th century. Again, this is from the Dictionary of Religions by John R. Hennels, which gives an account of so many different religions in our world. It's a very informative source. It's very clear based on Hennel's account, verifiable over a variety of easily found resources, that the modern day Jewish community, primarily Ashkenazi, adhere to a text that was edited in the 5th century AD by Judaized rabbis. Modern day Jewish people follow a doctrine based on man-made traditions and ideals in the Talmud. We were warned of this in the book of Colossians. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Yahushua HaMashiach. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Hennels also adds that Judaism, the religion of the modern-day Jewry, primarily Ashkenazi, is the outlook of the Pharisees. Yahushua warned us about the doctrine of the Pharisees when he said, Then they understood how he bade them not to beware of the leaven of the bread, but rather of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Matthew chapter 16, verse 12. The doctrine of the Pharisees transformed into modern-day Judaism, which is the primary religion of the Ashkenazi Jewish people, the people who primarily make up the state of Israel. The authoritative text of the Pharisees is the Talmud, which governs the way of life in the modern state of Israel. So, crazy enough, the Talmud is the doctrine of the people who hated, disputed, and even advocated for the murder of Yahushua. So now that we understand what the Talmud is, let's look at what the Torah is. The Torah, on the other hand, means instruction, teaching, or law. In other words, it's the word of Yah that we read all throughout the scriptures. Yahushua advocated for the Torah by saying to HaShatan, but he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Elohim. This is written in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. We are supposed to live by every word from the mouth of Yah, not man. The Talmud is a man-made doctrine, similar to doctrinal assertions of Christianity that state that the laws of Yah were done away with. According to Malachi 3:6, Yah does not change, and his truth endures forever. The prophet Isaiah gives us further insight on doctrines contrary to the Torah of Yah, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. If anyone in Judaism or Christianity says that you don't have to keep the law or state a claim contrary to the Torah, it is because there is no light in them. For those who want to follow Yah in spirit and in truth, seek his word through the Torah. The scriptures will guide you into understanding and lead you into faith in Yahushua's resurrection. John 5:39 says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And the scriptures, or the Torah, are they which testify of me," Yahushua said.